From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? I hope you're fine. I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program when we start our program with the kaleidoscope and other information.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Sport Kaleidoscope. I start Sport Kaleidoscope from January. Badminton branch Fitriani wins the 2019 Thailand Ministers title. Indonesian women singles badminton athlete Fitriani in early 2019 successfully won the title in the Thailand Masters final match over host player Busanan Ong Bumrungpan in Bangkok, Thailand on Sunday, January 13. Quoted from the official federation website Badminton World, the athlete from the Jakarta Axis Club won in two straight games over Busanan, 21-12, 21-14 in 42 minutes. The result of the match in Thailand aided to Fitriani's winning record over Busanan to 3-1. Turning to February, from Equestrian branch, Indonesian young athlete successfully wins the podium in Hong Kong. Indonesian young athlete 15-year-old Muhammad Akbar Kurniawan successfully climbed to the podium in the prestigious Longines Master HKJC Asian Junior Challenge 2019 in Hong Kong. Longines Master, based on data from PB Pordasi in Jakarta Monday, was a series of World Equestrian Championships which were participated in by the world's top athletes and held three times a year in Hong Kong, New York, and Paris. In this prestigious championship, the Indonesian athlete, who is familiar called Aan, took part in the 100-meter jumping class. With this result, Muhammad Akbar Kurniawan is entitled to get a gold medal. The silver medal was won by Taiwanese athlete Su Yan Ling, while the bronze medal was won by Hong Kong host athlete Vincent Kapo. I'll end the February edition with February 27. Lifter Eko Yuli wins the gold medal at the 2019 Weightlifting World Cup. The national weightlifting athlete Eko Yuli Irawan won the gold medal in the World Weightlifting World Cup held in Fuzhou, China, from February 22 to 27. In addition to winning the gold medal, Eko also won two silver medals. Meanwhile, another athlete, Denny, won one silver medal and two bronze medals. The National Training Center training coordinator of the All Indonesia Weightlifting Bodybuilding Association, Dirja Wiharja, said that the result achieved by Eko Yuli further paved the way to qualifying for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Next is March. I'll begin with March 18, 2019 from the badminton branch. Indonesian men's doubles pair Fajar Alfian Muhammad Rian Ardianto won the 2019 Swiss Open after beating Li Yang Wang Qilin from Taiwan with a score of 21-19, 21-16. In this tournament, Indonesia had other representatives in the finals besides Fajar Rian, namely the mixed doubles Rino Frivaldi, Pita Haningtyas Mentari, who also advanced to the final. But they were defeated by Matthias Bysmith Rikke Sobby from Denmark with a score of 18-21, 21-12, and 16-21. While other Indonesian women's doubles pair Gracia Poli'i Apriani Rahayu won the Yonex Sunrise Indie Open Badminton Tournament on March 31. The Gracia Apriani pair won after defeating Malaysian pair Cho Mei Kwan Lee Meng Yin in two games that ran for 51 minutes with a score of 21-11 and 25-23. I conclude the March Sport Kaleidoscope with the athletics branch. Indonesian runners win gold at the Malaysian Open. Indonesia athlete Muhammad Zohri won 3 gold medals at the 2019 Malaysian Open Grand Prix. Zohri won the gold medal after being the fastest of 7 other runners with a record time of 10.20 seconds. Meanwhile, Sopwatu Rahman, the long jump athlete, although not as good as in the 2018 Asian Games with an 8.09 record at the Malaysian Open, reached 7.97 meters and got gold, beating the host Andre Anwar and South Korean jumper Enjoy Jo. In the hurdles, another Indonesian athlete, Emilia, also won the gold medal after being the fastest with a time of 13.59 seconds from 7 other hurdle runners from Korea and Malaysia. Next in the Sport Kaleidoscope is from April 2019. I'll start from the shooting branch. Indonesian Army wins AASM shooting competition. The Indonesian Army once again won the overall championships in 2019 Australian Army of Skill Arms meeting, which had been held 12 times. The head of the Army Information Service, Brigadier General Chandra Wijaya, in his written statement in Jakarta said that the achievements made by the Indonesian Army contingent in the Pukat Punyal Military Range, Victoria, Australia, from 26th of March to April 2nd, 2019, became an achievement for the Indonesian people and nation. Chandra Wijaya said that Indonesia succeeded in outperforming other participants from several developed countries which have the main technology of modern weapon systems, namely the United States, Britain, France, South Korea, Canada, Japan, and host Australia. The next is from the soccer branch. The 2019 Presidential Cup. Arema FC won the 2019 Presidential Cup for the second time after defeating Persebaya Surabaya 2-0 in the second leg at the 2019 Presidential Cup final in Malang, East Java on Friday, April 12. With this victory, Arema won 4-2 on aggregate after the previous first leg ended in a 2-2 draw in Surabaya. Arema victory was obtained through 2 goals created during 90 minutes of the match. The first goal occurred in the 42nd minute through a successful Konate Makan feed that was executed by Nur Hardianto. Meanwhile, the next goal was contributed by Ricky Kayame in the extra minutes of the second half. I will end the April Sport Kaleidoscope with the Asia Chess Branch. Women Grandmaster WGM chess player from Indonesia, Medina Warda Aulia, ensured that Indonesia won 2 titles at the 2013 Asia Zone Chess Tournament in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, after defeating host chess player Munzul Turmung in the 9th or final round on Monday, April 15. With the victory of Medina, Indonesia succeeded in winning both the women's and men's title after Grandmaster Susanto Megaranto won the men's number. With the victory of Medina and Susanto, Indonesia will certainly have 2 representatives at the upcoming 2020 World Chess Championship. sport news, at the 2019 Kaleidoscope is from May. Indonesian men's singles won the 2019 New Zealand Open. Indonesian badminton player Jonathan Christie won his first title on the WBWF Tour after defeating Hong Kong player Angkalong Angus in the final round of the men's singles in the New Zealand Open 2019. As reported by Antara on Sunday, May 5, in a match held at Auckland Fielder Stadium on Sunday, Jonathan Christie won with a score of 21-12 and 21-13. Despite winning over the Hong Kong opponent, his match record is still second to Angus with 4-3. I'll end the May record of the 2019 Sport Kaleidoscope with Tennis Branch. Indonesian tennis player Christopher Rungkat, who was paired with Taiwan's Se Cheng Peng, won the Busan Open after the final on Sunday, May 12, defeated Toshihide Matsui from Japan and Visnuvardhan from India 7-6, 6-1. The victory made the couple retain their title last year. As reported by Antara, Christopher and Se this year also reached the finals of the Sofia Open and the Bangkok Open. Next, in the 2019 Kaleidoscope of Sport is from June, the Asian Chess Championship. Indonesia's best female chess player Irene Karisma Sukandar must be satisfied with a silver medal from the Asian Chess Championship in Hebei Province, China. The 27-year-old women grandmaster and international master pocketed 7 points from 9 rounds during the championship held from June 6 to 16, 2019. The championship was participated in by 110 chess players from 19 countries, including China as host, Kazakhstan, India, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia. Irene's gain was 0.5 points behind Kazakh's female chess player Dinara Sadvakasova, who won the gold medal in the championship. I'll conclude the Sport Kaleidoscope of June 2019 with the International Dragon Boat Championship in China. The Indonesian rowing team won the overall champion at the 2019 China ASEAN International Dragon Boat Championship, which ended in Nanning, Guangxi Province, China, on Friday, June 7. The Indonesian team official, Ripka Wijaya, told Antara News Agency that in the 200-meter number 22 crew, Indonesia finished first, defeating other participants from China and ASEAN countries. As many as 64 teams participated in the race at the 200-meter distance, both for groups of 12 clubs and 22 crews. They come from China, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia, as well as Indonesia.
Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa mencapai puncak dunia. Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa menggapai bintang-bintang angkasa. Tapi kau selalu ada memberikanku kekuatan untuk terus berjuang menjadi yang terbaik. Kaulah alasan aku bisa. Sembahkan semua.
was a song titled Yang Terbaik or The Best by Abdul. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Listen to a song by Nagita Slavina featuring Marshanda titled Antara Ada dan Tiada. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Listen up for the next segment. We present you our program Indonesian Wonder about our tourism and beauty of our culture. Listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you Kasa Island in Maluku. Stay tuned. Listener, Kasa Island is one of the uninhabited islands which is located in Westeram Regency, Maluku. Kasa Island was designated as Wildlife Conservation Area. In addition, the water surrounding Kasa Island was also established by the government of Westeram Regency as Marine Tourism Park. Listener, the distance between Kasa Island and Ambon, precisely from the Tulehu seaport, is approximately 55.56 kilometers. If you take speed boat, the duration is shorter, namely it is no longer than 1.5 hours. Once you arrive at Kasa Island, you will be fascinated by the scenery of wonderful white sand. In addition to the white sand, Kasa Island is also home to a number of flora and fauna. Among the floras which grow on the island, they are the moon orchid, sea fir, orchid tree, pandanus odoriferous, as well as banyan. Meanwhile, the fauna that inhabit the island are seagull and the malleo bird. The Marine Tourism Park of Kasa Island covers 1,100 hectares wide. The island has magnificent landscape and abundant marine resources such as incredible coral reefs and fish. The island is also appropriate for those who are enthusiastic about marine tourism. Visitors can explore the underwater beauty of Kasa Island by diving and snorkeling. In addition to exploring the beauty of the island, you can also try local cuisines, especially seafood. That was Indonesian Wonder about Kasa Island in Maluku. Thank you for listening. You've just listened to a song by Malik and the Essentials titled Bagaimana Ku Tahu or How Am I Supposed to Know? For the next segment, we are going to present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Perayaan Tahun Baru or New Year Celebration. Stay tuned. Next, it is a conversation about Perayaan Tahun Baru or New Year celebration. Tony and Dinda's families are watching New Year's Eve celebration in the downtown.
Wah, ramai sekali. Hampir sama dengan perayaan tahun baru di kotaku.
Apa persamaannya?
Ada konser, kembang api, dan ada bunyi trompet.
Lalu, apa perbedaannya?
Tidak ada banyak pedagang seperti di sini.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Tahun Baru. In English, New Year. Perayaan Tahun Baru. In English, New Year Celebration. Ramai sekali. In English, very crowded. Hampir sama dengan perayaan Tahun Baru di kotaku. Hampir sama dengan perayaan Tahun Baru di kotaku. In English, almost the same as the New Year celebration in my hometown. Apa persamaannya? Apa persamaannya? In English, what is the similarity? Ada konser, kembang api, dan bunyi trompet. Ada konser, kembang api, dan bunyi trompet. In English, there are music concert, fireworks, and sound of trumpet. Lalu, apa perbedaannya? Lalu, apa perbedaannya? In English, so what is the difference? Tidak ada pedagang seperti di sini. Tidak ada pedagang seperti di sini. In English, there are no peddlers like here. In the dialogue, Dinda and Tony talk about the similarity and difference about now New Year's Eve celebration in their towns. If you want to know the similarity and difference about something, you can use the following expressions in your question. Apa persamaan? In English, what is the similarity? Apa perbedaan? In English, what is the difference? Apa persamaan dan perbedaan antara? In English, what are the similarities and differences between? If you want to know the similarity and the difference about New Year's celebration, you can ask people, apa persamaan antara perayaan tahun baru tahun ini dan tahun lalu? Apa persamaan antara perayaan tahun baru di tahun ini dan tahun lalu? In English, what are the similarities between New Year's celebration this year and last year? apa perbedaan antara perayaan tahun baru tahun ini dan tahun lalu? Apa perbedaan antara perayaan tahun baru tahun ini dan tahun lalu? In English, what are the differences between New Year celebration this year and last year? Apa persamaan dan perbedaan antara perayaan tahun baru tahun ini dan tahun lalu? Apa persamaan dan perbedaan antara perayaan tahun baru di tahun ini dan tahun lalu? In English, what are the similarities and the differences between New Year celebration this year and last year? If you want to describe the similarities and differences about something, you can use the following expressions. Persamaan antara A dan B adalah. Persamaan antara A dan B adalah. In English, the similarities between A and B are. Perbedaan antara A dan B adalah. Perbedaan antara A dan B adalah. In English, the differences between A and B are. A sama dengan B. A sama dengan B. In English, A is equal to B. A berbeda dengan B. A berbeda dengan B. In English, A is different from B. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Wah, ramai sekali. Hampir sama dengan perayaan tahun baru di kotaku.
Apa persamaannya?
Ada konser, kembang api, dan ada bunyi trompet.
Lalu, apa perbedaannya?
Tidak ada banyak pedagang seperti di sini.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Tak ingin terulang kembali. tinggalkan ku sendiri. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Aku cinta padamu, aku masih menyayangimu. Walau di hati saja, untuk selama-lamanya.
And that was a song titled Selamat Jalan Kekasih or Goodbye My Lover by Wizzy. Next, we are going to listen to a song titled Kekasihku in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Today, I introduce you a keroncong song entitled My Lover, sung by Ervina Simamata. Stay tuned. The song Kekasihku or My Lover talks about someone who misses the moments that she had spent with her lover. She remembers the time when they spent a night under the beautiful moonlight. However, they are now separated by distance. The woman truly misses her lover and she keeps recalling all the shared memories with him. The song is performed by a young singer from North Sumatra named Ervina Simamata. Ervina performs Bataknis and Keroncong songs. Listener, here is Ervina Simamata with her song entitled Kekasihku. Enjoy the song.
Kekasihku,
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you so much for joining our program. Don't forget to send us your feedback and criticism to our email address voi@voinews.id, as well as our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter at voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great day.